This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy. The U.S. finally reached President Joe Biden's goal of getting at least one COVID-19 shot in the arms of 70% of American adults. But it's a month late, and amid a fierce surge by the Delta variant that is swamping hospitals and leading to new mask rules and mandatory vaccinations around the country, Biden set the goal of reaching the 70% threshold by the 4th of July, but that target was set well before the highly contagious Delta variant enabled the virus to come storming back and undermine the assumptions that were used to arrive at that figure. The U.S. still has not hit the administration's other goal of fully vaccinating 165 million American adults by July 4th. It is about 8.5 million short. High-ranking U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham has tested positive for the coronavirus. The South Carolina Republican is the first U.S. senator to disclose a breakthrough infection after being vaccinated. He says he is very glad he received the vaccine, without which his current symptoms would be far worse. The news has prompted several other lawmakers to get quick COVID-19 tests and report their status. Cuba has completed a vaccination rollout in the capital city of Havana on Monday to help curb a rise in infections, according to authorities from the health ministry. The Cuban health ministry chief of primary attention, Maria Elena Soto, said more than 1.3 million of Havana's residents have been vaccinated with the locally produced Abdala or jab or other vaccine. This is VOA News. A U.S. official says the number of children traveling alone who were picked up at the Mexican border by U.S. immigration authorities likely hit an all-time high in July. Preliminary government data released Monday by Department of Homeland Security official also says the number of people who came in families likely reached its second highest total on record. The sharp increases from June are especially striking because crossings usually slow during stifling summer heat. The disclosures came in a court filing hours after immigrant advocacy groups resumed a legal battle to end the government's authority to expel families at the border on grounds that prevents the spread of the coronavirus. President Ashraf Ghani on Monday blamed Afghanistan's fast deteriorating security situation on a sudden decision by the United States to withdraw its troops, but said his government had a plan to bring conditions under control within 6 months. Taliban insurgents have moved in on three provincial capitals in the last few days amid rapid advances nationwide since Washington said it planned to complete withdrawal of troops by September. The Biden administration is expanding efforts to help Afghan citizens flee increasing Taliban violence as the U.S. military pullout looms at the end of the month. The State Department says it's widening the scope of Afghans eligible for refugee status in the United States to include current and former employees of U.S.-based news organizations and U.S.-funded aid and development agencies. Current and former employees of the U.S. government who do not meet strict criteria for a special immigrant visa are also covered by the expansion. But the move comes with a major caveat, that is, applications must leave Afghanistan to begin the process that may take 12 to 14 months in the third country. Turkey is seeking international help to fight wildfires, and neighbor Greece is using old power stations to cope with the demand for air conditioning as a heat wave intensifies in Southeast Europe. With temperatures reaching 45 degrees Celsius in some areas, the extreme weather is fueling wildfires as well as storms in Italy and Croatia. A climate expert says the destructive weather conditions are becoming more frequent and deadly. A small tornado on Croatia's northern Adriatic coast toppled trees that destroyed several cars. Hours later, a large wildfire erupted outside a nearby resort, threatening homes and the local power supply. Dozens were treated for smoke inhalation in Italy after flames tore through a pine forest. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.
Morgan Africa. Welcome to the African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So I want you to relax, because today again, I am going to take you on a trip around Africa on Days. Starting off from Monrovia, Liberia, with a production of Stonelock Shine, Then Go Down. And right after that, Konkotiba by Top K featuring Kwame Adenkra of Ghana. And Boom Bam Boom, the sound of Empress P from Sierra Leone. But right now, Then Go Down, the sound produced by Stonelock Shine from Liberia.
I'm a junior, 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 I'm an nipper get to the ground now. I'm for me and go be, I'm for me and to I'm boy, yes, in the transit. No, I'm for me, I'm a problem. I'm for me and go be, I'm for me and to zoom. My acquaintance, body, our way in tea, mommy, and yeah. Italian, I was telling me, turning in a green degree. I won't look on everyone to them. Yeah, money is everything, but Chloe has and take out a cup. Yeah, power is a power. See you. I'm for me and go be, I'm for me and to zoom.
African beats.
So I give them.
Bam Boom, Empress P of Sierra Leone, Beautiful Music, and before that, Konkotiba by Top K featuring Kwame Adinkra of Ghana, and Then Go Down by Stone Luckshine of Liberia. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, producing all the beautiful sounds from Africa for your satisfaction. Stay tuned and don't go away. When I come back, we'll take some of your messages and more good music from the continent.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Now let's take some messages from Facebook and emails. This one is coming from a Facebook friend, James Ariola Smasha, and he writes, "You are too much, Mr. Dave. I am enjoying your show right now. Thank you so very much." And thank you too, James. Another message here from Facebook says, "Hello, David. It's me again, David Kyok, Dick Kennedy from South Sudan. Thanks for your program. I am really enjoying it. It makes my noontime enjoyable over here in South Sudan. Hey, David, don't forget to play us some beautiful Sudanese music too, because we are also part of Africa. You got that right, bro. And I will do that. But let's enjoy some more music. This time from Tanzania's Dr. Upendo J. Bride, Nzambe. Beautiful music. And right after that, Piserema by Nyarin Mashiyamombe from Zimbabwe. And Get Up, Stand Up by Rocky Dawuni of Ghana. But Nzambe right now, the sound of Dr. Upendo J. Bride from Tanzania.
Let's go. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up.
Get Up Stand Up, Rocky Dauni of Ghana. Before that, Pisarema by Nyari Mashiyamumbe of Zimbabwe, and Zambe by Dr. Upendo Jibride from Tanzania. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. Stay tuned. When I come back, more of your messages and more good music will be coming for you.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
The African Beat on The Voice of America. Moro Pita is writing and he says, "Hi bro, thanks for our African music. I'm enjoying it right here from Juba in South Sudan." Thank you so much, Moro Pita. And this one is an email which says, "Hello African Beat. I am Livingstone B. Kazwala from Polamoliye, Guyuk local government area of Adamawa State in Nigeria. I am an ardent listener of your super show, The African Beat, for over 10 years now. But I haven't taken time to write to you nor give you a call. Today, I want to seize this opportunity to express my satisfaction with your show, your marvelous show, David. Just to let you know that whenever you mount on that wheels of steel to send out the best of your African musical selections, be sure that you always make me feel more African. Thank you, David, for the great job. Please don't forget to put down my name in your book of life, that is, the register of the African Beat family. I will be expecting some African Beat goodies for this season. Once again, I am Livingstone B. Kazwala from Polamoliye, Guyuk, local government area of Adamawa State in Nigeria." Well, thank you so very much, Livingstone. That is awesome. And we'll play something really good for you. And let's go now to music from Nigeria's Wakonzi featuring Banky W. Jangolova. And right after that, Chill by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda and Good Life by Naomi Achu from Cameroon. But let's enjoy Jungle Over right now by Wakonzi from Nigeria.
Jungle. Sino, Jackal and Kodinga keep a zero. Sitamina, superpower, Sukomita, Sigamita, Nakulava dissidency, Tokotanga turbulence.
I wanna let you know, I'll never let you down. You want I love you so. Oh mama, yeah, yeah, oh.
Kufuka moto katambula siraba, ngenda kufuna tambula chulaba. Mbae bebe jagaro kufuna, inekula kogenda chelaba. Hey, kakusome komo bitabo, magazine and newspaper.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
We are safe. Hey, Java House. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good Life, the sound of Naomi Achu from Cameroon, and before that, Chill by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda, and Jangulova by Wakanzi featuring Banky W from Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, coming to you from Washington, D.C., and I am David Vandy. Abizi from Sierra Leone sings My Baby. And right after that, Bakwetu by the late Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And then we take a trip to Mozambique with Avano by Anita Makwakwa. But My Baby right now, the sound of Abizi from Sierra Leone.
Song for me, baby, yeah. This not song for me, baby, yeah. For this she love, baby, I go die. Now me one green, no. For this she love, baby, I go die. Now me one green, no. For this she love, baby, I go die. Now me one green, no. For this she love, baby, I go die. Now me one green, no. I'm looking for my baby. Where's my baby? Looking for my baby.
Beats.
I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Vandal by Anita Makwakwa of Mozambique. Before that, Bakwe 2 by the late Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Abizi in My Baby. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till we meet again tomorrow, I am David Vander here in Washington, saying bye-bye.